Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind us once again that through all that that's taking place in society today, we need not to be hopeless. We need not to give up, toss in the towel, wave the white flag and surrender. We need to recognize, as Nehemiah said to his people in Nehemiah 4:20, our God shall fight for us. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that provides the peace that passes all understanding. It's the Lord Jesus himself that said, let not your heart be troubled. We need not to be troubled by it, but we need to be informed. And the only way to be informed is to hear the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, stand for the truth. And otherwise, we're being misinformed. Multitudes today are misinformed. You'd be surprised how many people I speak to that do not understand fully what's happening, do not recognize the truth of what's taking place, and therefore they're going around in hysteria and fear, wondering what they need to do next. There are numbers of people that will get in the automobile, line up, wait for hours to get the COVID vaccination because they believe that that's the only way to save their lives. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pathogen that, though it is serious, a pathogen that some 99.7% survive. 99.7%. That's a pretty good survival rate. When you go back and just look at 2016, 2017, 18, 19, and 2020, and you just look at the common flu. In fact, in 2020, the common flu dropped by 98.2%. If you believe that, then you're believing a lie. The common flu did not drop by 98.2%. Everything that had the common flu, for the most part, were rated as COVID-19 in 2020. They're still doing the same thing, using the phony false PCR testing that they've already discovered, CDC's even acknowledged, is 90% false positive. 90% of the time, false positive. They had the NFL players had them all bamboozled because they were getting tested about every 2 to 5 days. 11,400 players, and they were tested some 623,000 times. 623,000 times over a 105-day period of time. That is absolutely insane. But, ladies and gentlemen, that is to cause we the people to be frightened and fearful. Part of the frightened fear is using the mask mandate. With now they're saying 2 masks, maybe 3. Others are saying that 4 masks are needed in order to be protected. Now they're talking about pushing the vaccination. The vaccination. In fact, part of the vaccination future goal is for Microsoft. In fact, it is Microsoft that is helping to create the COVID-19 vaccination pass. It's called the COVID pass. Microsoft is in coalition with technology and health organizations working to develop this digital COVID-19 vaccination passport that, ladies and gentlemen, is on the very horizon, because once they've gotten as many people vaccinated as they can, they will go back, in my most humble opinion, determine that it's not long-term, maybe 3 months, 6 months, if that, because the real efficacy of the vaccination may be around 15 to 20%, not 90%, when you take the calculations based on the number of people that are in the human testing and take that calculation and understand the efficacy of it is very, very low. So they'll determine, they're already saying now, that Moderna and Pfizer are perhaps not more than 3 to 6 months and had to be revaccinated, et cetera. They'll determine in the process, ladies and gentlemen, to utilize what has already been created by Moderna through the Bill Gates organization, and that is they need to insert something in your arm that will put a chip of some type, a they're talking about now with a infrared dye or ink under the skin that cannot be seen other than with an RFID reader that will be able to identify you as to whether or not you've had the COVID vaccine, whether you're protected, whether you're dangerous to others around you, et cetera, et cetera. That's all on the horizon. And that's setting the stage, ladies and gentlemen, getting the public, indoctrinated with that's the need. Here's an article that says CDC, more than 5,000 COVID-19 vaccine recipients have reportedly suffered ill health and difficulties. Ladies and gentlemen, that was just in the month of December of last year. We're now going into the second month this year, and there's still thousands upon thousands. I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of several thousand, perhaps as many as 50 to 100,000 people that have had major ill side effects and multiple deaths that you do not hear the Communist Network News, CNN, reporting day by day, blow by blow on national television, as they've been doing about the number of new cases. A case, when they use the term a case, is simply where you've got another false positive that says someone has the COVID-19. I believe we have Bob on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor. I think that you would agree that we're in the last generation, and this can't keep going on forever, what's going on. And I think what's going to be the big thing that's going to change everything is Israel attacking Iran. Do you see that happening shortly, and what do you think the ramifications of that will be?
Brother, it's a good question. And yes, I think the major tectonic shift is going to take place on a global scale. And I believe it's going to be Israel attacking Iran or Iran trying to attack Israel. I rather think it will be Iran trying to attack Israel. And then it's when all of the Middle East just literally explodes. And that is necessary. That's a precursor to what we see in the eschatological text in relationship to the final days. I believe that we're seeing now the lining up of Iran, China, Russia, and other major nations that are against Israel. When you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, you find Russia leading five Islamic nations against Israel to try to eviscerate, try to wipe out completely the little small postage stamp, the apple of God's eye called Israel. And Israel, as I've said for many, many, many years, is God's eschatological timepiece. It's God's time clock. When you see any movement toward Israel, it is the God's time clock. And I believe there will come a time when Iran will have a Scud missile that will get out of hand. It will hit the Temple Mount and wipe off the Muslim mosque that is there. And you'll see the Israelis start to rebuild the new temple. And time you see that happening, as I've said so many times, we need to seriously look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh, because that is part and parcel of the eschatological future for the world. And you're exactly right. I believe that, as you said, I don't believe this can continue infinitum, but I believe we're seeing the stage being set for the total governmental control of Americans. And they will do it under the guise of we've got to take care of you. It's going to be through the arm of the CDC and the World Health Organization, of which Joe Biden has now cast America back under the umbrella of the UN and the World Health Organization. We're now pawns for China. I believe that America will be absolutely assumed as a puppet state under the rulership and oversight of China under the Biden administration. So I believe that we're watching eschatology literally preparing to leap off the pages, but part and parcel of the preparation of that is to see what's happening in disarming and destroying the will of the people in the United States of America. Because, and when I say disarming, that's literal. House Bill 117, I believe it is, that's being pushed now, introduced by I believe her last name is Lee. I can't think of her first name. I'm not looking at the document now. Just introduced. It will literally register and or confiscate all weapons in the United States of America. We've already gotten the total control of America through the health care. We've gotten the total control of America through the fright and the fear and the hysteria. And now taking away the weapons is the next stage. And that must be necessary. That is necessary in order for a emperor-style governance to take control of the people and to eviscerate our Bill of Rights. So, brother, you're exactly right. Insight very much on target. But keep on keeping on and look up.
And like you said, 90% of the people alive today have no idea what's going on.
That's it. That's the thing. That's the thing that's so disconcerting to me. That's the thing that is so frightening, or should be frightening to everyone listening to the sound of my voice today, is that the real news has been totally shut out from the American people. You have they've done so by the Communist Network News, basically shutting out all real news, and now that's been exacerbated by the big tech shutting out all transmission of news and news article between we the people, and so it's putting the people, generally speaking, in a position of being everything being silenced so that they will not see, will not understand, will not recognize the real truth of what's happening until it is too late. Too late. But I am thankful for you, brother. Keep on looking up. Lift up your head today. Our redemption draweth now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about where we are in America. We're talking about where we are and what is taking place. And what brings us to the point of ultimately seeing that part and parcel of this that is pushed off in the background, pushed off into the shadows, pushed off and not talked about, are the number of seniors that are dying, hopeless and helpless and desperate in nursing homes and care centers because they are not allowed to have visitors and friends and family come in and even hold their hands while they're dying. It is barbaric. It is unconstitutional. It is unbiblical. It's unholy. And I think unnecessary totally. And I believe it is illegal. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go with the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. I just
thank you for exposing
this. You know, if we're going to have a shot every year for COVID, that's really flu. Because if you got the flu, each year you have to have a new shot. So are they not going to admit that it's really just a strain of the flu? We're going to keep using it as some mystery virus. And eventually, they're going to have a chip so they can reprogram it from the outside to tell, have you had the latest shot? But it sounds like it's all about control. It's a strain of the flu, but the government, as you say, has weaponized it.
It is all about control, and let's go back one step or two. You're exactly right, but there's a partial element there. I must intervene and make a statement. It is a strain of the flu. It is COVID-19, and under COVID, the common cold has the same rudimentary fundamental pathogens as the COVID-19. So if you had a cold or a flu or a bug, as we used to call it, a month ago or 2 months ago, you've still got the rudimentary residuum of that in your system, and it therefore will give you a false positive. 90% of the testing, 90%. I've used the PCR testing system, and that has been proven now to be 90% false positive. Second thing is that our listeners need to understand is the pathogen called COVID-19 is a man-made, genetically designed in the laboratory, bought and paid for by $3.7 million of American taxpayer money. That's what we've been able to find thus far. It could have been millions more. And it was engineered and designed and planned and carried out under the auspices, the guidance, the oversight, and the approval of Dr. Anthony Fauci, or as I put him, Emperor Fauci. And it was done in the Wuhan, China laboratories, and whether it was at least purposely or on a happenstance or accidental basis, only God knows, but it was man-made. This is the pathogen that is dangerous, but it is man-made. But it's being used now, weaponized, as you said, to be able to control we the people. And that's the thing that is sad, is that most people now, in hysteria, fear, and fright, concerned about, I need to get a vaccination, I need to be vaccinated, not having any earthly idea what that vaccination can do presently or in the future. Thousands have already been taken with major illnesses, Bell palsy of the face, paralyzation, and most all females that have taken the vaccination, they've already warned through CDC after several months, they've warned that if you take the vaccination, you could be sterile. So if you are pregnant or plan to ever become pregnant, don't take the vaccination. Now they're discovering that the real health issue that redounds from the vaccination is in the category of 65-year-old and older. And yet those are the very ones they've been saying need to get vaccinated first. I believe they knew it all along, and I believe the death by the thousands of the seniors is as a result of a known purposeful approach to thin out, to reduce the population on a global basis by none other than Bill Gates. And Moderna Pharmaceutical is fully controlled by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I have no confidence in the vaccinations whatsoever. So you're exactly right. It's to keep everybody in fear and hysteria to control the populace. And we're on the fast track for seeing the real ultimate goal that's being brought about is the tectonic shift. It is the global reset, if the, you're pleased that they're calling it. And it's the world's greatest transfer of wealth that the world has ever seen that's taking place behind the closed doors with what we're being closed out from with this fear, hysteria that the people have. So, brother, you're exactly right. Keep on looking up. Don't give up. Don't wave the white flag of surrender.
And one more question, Dr. Youngblood. If we can trace this back to a lab in China, if they can do that kind of detective work, you mean we can't get our hands on one of Dominion's voting machines and go in there and take the program, how it was programmed, what it was hooked up to? Why can't we do that?
You're exactly right, but when you mention Dominion machines, even organizations and news outlets like Newsmax now is shutting anybody down that will say anything, a question. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com man, was being interviewed on Newsmax, and when he said something about the Dominion voting machines and the stolen election, they shut him down summarily and said, we can't talk about that. We don't know that for a fact. That's never been proven, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the one that was emceeing the program got up and walked off the set because he was so horrified that Mike Lindell would even mention that about the potentiality. Yes, you're exactly right. It was a coup, that coup to overthrow our system of government, and it's a stolen election. Joe Biden is a Trojan horse. He is the Manchurian candidate. He's sitting in office illegally, and any news outlet, anybody that's saying that now, being sequestered, being considered a domestic terrorist. We're not supposed to talk about those things because that's truth, and that's the subject that I talk about every day on this broadcast is truth. Brother, thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day and keep on looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the question being asked, are we killing our seniors, our elders, our elderly? And that's exactly what we're doing. But here's the further article, ladies and gentlemen, says Joe Biden will deploy FEMA and the National Guard to vaccinate all Americans. The National Guard and the Federal Emergency Management Agency will have key roles in the President Joe Biden's plan to increase the number of Americans being vaccinated against the coronavirus. West Virginia has used about 90% of its supply, and the first vaccine shot showed how it can be done by letting the National Guard take the lead of the governmental agencies to get the vaccination out. And here's an article that says the vaccine will become mandatory, is today mandatory, ladies and gentlemen, not will become, is mandatory today for most public school systems for you to go back to school. But the point that I want us to understand, our churches, multitudes of churches are still closed down. Our children are being left out of school. It's been over a year now since most children, students in America have been in the classrooms. The president has signed now 43 executive orders to cause America to continue to see our Bill of Rights being eviscerated. Our churches are still closed down across America with persecution and prosecution that's taking place. The CDC now admits that the mass do not work. World Health Organization now admits that the lockdowns were a failure and should have never been. But ladies and gentlemen, the new revelation that most are not aware of, that's the reason so many are rushing to get a vaccine, they do not understand. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you want to jump in at this point and put in your 2 cents worth. Telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on what we're speaking about today? Are you concerned about it? Are you praying about it? Are you asking God to intervene? We're going to get to that point in just a few minutes of what we need to do. But 90% of those tests are false positives. Biden has even said that after the volunteer vaccinations, he plans to use the military to enforce the carrying out of the vaccinations. It's the forced mandate, the forced vaccines that's being required now across the nation that's something that's eerie to me. But ladies and gentlemen, do you realize in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, in New York State, those three states that we refer to as the Northeastern Tri-States, between those three states, I believe that the governors there were personally responsible for the murder of about 100,000 seniors, about 100,000 seniors. Now, they've not admitted that number yet. They're still digging. The district attorney, the state attorney for the state of New York, and I'm thankful that they have been investigating and digging in, they found that the numbers that had been reported by the Cuomo administration were not even half right. They found at least at this point 50% more of the deaths. And between those three states, initially said about 35,000 had died because the governor's orders in those three states are forcing COVID patients to go into nursing homes, thus infecting the entire nursing home population and killing by the thousands. And that was not just in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Also was taking place in California and in Illinois, as I understand it. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, some writers, some researchers have said probably as many as 50% or more of the deaths by COVID-19 thus far have been the murder of those seniors in our senior living centers, in our nursing homes, in our caregiving centers, where they have been locked up, shut out, feeling hopeless and helpless because no one could come see them. In fact, here's an article that says nursing homes and assisted living facilities account for 42%. This article is a month old. And it said 42% of the COVID deaths, 42%, ladies and gentlemen, in the nursing homes and the senior and assisted living centers, 42% of the deaths, those deaths in those homes make up 42% of the COVID deaths in America. And I believe they're saying some 430,000 have died from COVID. I think that's a lie. I think that a large percentage of those were plain old pneumonia and the seasonal flu, but they're rating it all as COVID. Someone here in the state of Florida had three shots to the chest. He died, and they rated it as COVID death. One died in a motorcycle accident. It was rated as a COVID death. Multitudes have been rated illegitimately, illegally, because the hospitals, the doctors, and all of the facilities that are in care of the person, they get extra funds from the federal government, COVID funds, if they can show on the death certificate that it was a COVID death. And so it's the money trail. Follow the M-O-N-E-Y, and you'll understand what's taking place. Here's an article that says, the crushing isolation of nursing homes during the pandemic. And it goes on to talk about what is taking place with that. A 70-year marriage. The couple could not see each other, and one died as a result of dying alone. And the article says the crushing isolation of nursing homes during the pandemic, and it is absolutely frightening to understand what's happening with our seniors. Here's an article that says no visitors, leading to despair and isolation in our senior care homes, and it goes on to talk about the horror of the death in the senior care homes, with an individual dying, thinking they've been abandoned. They're left hopeless and helpless with no one to care for, no one to see them, wondering why their relatives and friends and families cannot see them. Here's an article that says, for seniors, COVID-19 sets off a pandemic of despair. The article reads in part, it's been really lonely, said Kathleen Conan, 77, who moved to Atlanta in July after selling a home in South Carolina. She's living in the 16th floor of an apartment building, waiting to move in her senior housing community, which has cases of COVID-19. She said, I had thought that it would be a new community for me, but everyone there is isolated. Wherever we go, we're isolated in the situation, and we can no longer come and go, and it becomes harder and harder for us to live each and every day. Here's an article that says, is extended isolation killing older adults and long-term care centers? And it goes on to talk about one person they highlighted, a 99-year-old lady that was in good health until she was locked down as a result of the COVID fright, locked down in the senior care center, and she died hopeless and helpless because there was no one there to care for her as family and friends and so forth. I'm looking at an article here that was sent to me by email. A person that has a mother in a senior living center or nursing home, it's in a nursing home. It says, what is happening to my mother is dehumanizing. She can't get her hair and nails cut. No human touch. No affection. No fellowship. It's worse than how one would treat even their favorite pet. She's getting care. She's fed. But love, prayer, fellowship, and life, there isn't any of that, only sheer survival. It's dehumanizing. It's wrong. It is killing our elderly. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what I want us to understand today. It's bad enough for those of good health. It's bad enough for those that are moving and have our movement and our being, and we feel somewhat free in America, even though our freedoms are being crushed, our Bill of Rights are being eviscerated. But even at that, we have some sense of mobility and some sense of openness that we can move and go about. But in the senior centers and the senior care and the nursing homes, even, ladies and gentlemen, in the hospitals, do you realize, and perhaps you do, if you have a loved one that goes to the hospital, you can't go with them. You can't sit with them. You can't be there as the attending physician tells them what's taking place and what's happening and what is wrong with them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's simply one thing. Listen carefully. It's the MONEY that's driving this in America today. Because each of these hospitals will get so much from the federal government for what they call PPE. Every person they register for the hospital, whether it's the intensive care, the ICU, or the emergency room, or in the general hospital, if they register them and show that they have COVID-19, they automatically ching-ching, the register goes up. They automatically get thousands upon thousands of dollars. State of Minnesota alone, the average hospital gets the average of $76,792 for each one that they enrolled in the hospital under the COVID designation. For each one of those with the PPE that's needed, they get from $11,000 to $14,000. In Minnesota, it's about $18,000. In the state of Minnesota, each hospital, even the smaller hospitals, averaged $25 million each last year for COVID patients. Yes, it's the money trail, and that money trail is causing those that's supposed to be caring for us health-wise, causing them to kill our seniors, and they're doing so without any sense of responsibility or obligation to the families, and the families that are locked in, locked out, they're shut up. Here's an article that says, in Stanwood, Washington, a nursing home where guests are barred because of the coronavirus. Adult children can talk to their parents through the locked glass doors like jailhouse visitors. They worry it may be months before they can hug or touch or see their loved one again. Many families are debating whether to move to their frail loved ones out altogether and care for them at home. Here's an article that says a pandemic lockdown. Is the pandemic lockdown just for older people? Another article that says COVID-19 lurks, families are locked out of nursing homes, and is it safe inside for their loved one? Only God knows. Here's an article that says seniors can't remain isolated while the rest of the nation emerges from the lockdown. And it goes on to talk about what's happening because the Centers for Disease Control saying that it's too much risk. And so families can't see them. Loved ones can't see them. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in the history of America, they refuse to allow pastors to go in and visit those members that are dying in the hospital because of the lockdown on the COVID pretense. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a straight jacket in America, but we need to recognize, we need to call our senators, our representatives, ask them to introduce legislation that will stop the orders of these mayors that's killing our seniors. Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.